This is the Overclocked Podcast Christmas Special, a weekly dose of video game music, conversation, and Christmas cheer from OCRemix.Christmas.
That's factually inaccurate. However, this week, we chat about the Scarlet Moon Christmas album with Jason Napolitano. Compare Yoshi's Story with a notable holiday opera in Between the Lines, and gather around the fireplace for a holiday playlist.
Ho, ho, hello, everybody. I'm your host, Brian. Joining me today is my brother and co-host, Stephen. Hello, Stephen.
Hello. I barely feel qualified to follow that up, considering how clever it was.
It was pretty darn clever and Christmassy, which are the two things we have to be today.
Yes. Luckily, those are two things that I'm qualified for.
Excellent. So how have you been this Christmas season, Stephen? You've been listening to Christmas music. That's what people apparently do.
Well, I most certainly have. And in fact, it's funny that you mentioned that because Jason and I in an interview, that's hard to say.
Okay.
Jason and I in the interview we have today yes. talked about our holiday habits when it comes to music and how we curate our playlists and search through our libraries for words like snow and ice and put them all into a big holiday playlist.
And we also have more holiday cheer with Laura coming back for her segment.
Oh, yes, yes. Laura is full of the holiday spirit. And
She's full of the holiday spirit all year round.
Yes, yes. Just generally spirited, if you will.
and there's no instrument more holiday than the saxophone.
True. And there's no character more holiday-ish than Yoshi. We're just saying that's true.
Wait, that's just what? That's just sure. not
he
true.
He eats a lot, he's very happy, and he sings.
So is Kirby. Kirby doesn't really sing, though.
Speaking of Kirby.
But Kirby's like a snowball.
Speaking of Kirby, you know how last week I said that I was hoping that the producers and writers from Hamilton would make a Kirby version?
Yep.
Well, I realized the only reason that they haven't done that.
What's that?
Because it would turn out like, my name is Kirby, and there's a million things I haven't ate, but just you wait, just you wait.
That is very funny to anyone who's seen Hamilton and knows Kirby, which I'm hoping is a large cross-section of our audience.
I hope so.
That's very funny, Stephen, but you know what else is very funny?
What?
The Remix Rewind, well, where we run through okay. the latest in OCRemix.org. Let's look at the
fun. It's hard to find a new angle on a fan favorite track, but Remixer Giordo is up to the task. This new take on the classic theme of Vampire Killer is a fresh-faced EDM light show dubbed The Number of the Beats. Cutting in German voice tracks from the PC Engine version of Dracula X gives it that extra whip crack of club-style power that sets it apart. And with the dexterous arrangement and clean synth, Giordo manages to make old new again. Mega Man 3 has some amazingly versatile music, and if you doubt that for a moment, check out Nostalvania's fantastic take on Sparkman's theme, Rock My Socket. Sometimes it's a groovy bass-focused jazz, and other times it sparkles in bells and violin, but not once does it lose the original melody's focus or feel. This track is a great example of how a talented remixer can really have fun with quality source material. We'll be right back. Time for something new! The daring experimental jazz of the group Yamayama resurrects the title theme from the mid-80s ZX Spectrum title Future Games, strips it down to the core, then dips it in some primo hallucinogens, and the result is their bold new track, ZX Future 85. This stuff is wild, man. Wild. This holiday season, Jordy Francis and Shadow Dreamer give us the glowing blessing of their Final Fantasy track, Vivo Revenus. This prayer of revival matches a soft piano and harp arrangement, with reverently intoned original lyrics written in Esperanto. If this uplifting prayer can't call your fallen party from the jaws of death, then surely nothing can.
Seculatia fojore veno anni.
Doc Nano shows off some serious orchestral technique with Afternoon in the Sacred Forest Meadow. This enchanting Ocarina of Time remix conjures the forests of Hyrule out of smoke, shaping them with deft strains of light and shadow into one of the most transporting pieces of the season. Getting lost in these woods is a pleasure.
For these remixes and more, head over to ocremix.org.
Welcome back. It's the In Tune interview, where we talk to music makers about the music that they make, and, in this case, about the albums that they compile. I'm Steven. I'm your host for this Christmas special, and Brian has gotten lost again. I'm guessing just by the nature of the holidays that he got lost somewhere around Santa Claus Lane, but that's all hypothetical at the moment. Anyway, my guest today is Jason Napolitano, who you probably know perfectly well by now. Hey, Jason, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Oh, it's always a pleasure and an honor, especially when the topic is Christmas music. For those who don't remember who you are, could you give us a little refresher?
Sure. I run and operate a game music label called Scarlet Moon Productions, and we do PR for composers, we represent composers and pair them up with developers, and then we also, most relevant to your audience, is operate a record label and put out soundtracks and arrange albums and, in this case, a Christmas album.
Yeah, and like the whole video game music Christmas album thing is very, very fun and appealing to me, but doesn't happen too often. I know the one that I've been listening to for years. I don't know if you're familiar with Big Giant Circles, Big Giant Christmas. But that is a classic in my books. And of course, the Overclocked podcast or the Overclocked remix community always comes together each year and puts out a fancy album with a bunch of community members. But I'm glad you kind of put a Scarlet Moon one together to add to the tradition.
So yeah, Dale and I are both huge Christmas music fans, and Dale North, that is. And Dale has recorded a bunch on... released a bunch of remixes on Overclocked Remix over the years. Mm-hmm. One of the composers that we represent through our Scarlet Moon Artists label. Every year he puts out either an arrangement of a game music track in Christmas style, or he puts out his take on a Christmas standard. And so when I started working with him and had this all in place, I said, hey, what do you think of the idea of us putting out like a small Christmas EP this year? This was 2014 when we just kicked off the artist group. So at the time we put out a Christmas EP, it had Dale, what did he do on it? Oh, he did Melodies of Christmas, which was a take on Melodies of Life from Final Fantasy IX.
Right.
I tried my hand at a track on there. Gumin Nam, who's a Korean composer who goes by Knots, he did a version of Fisherman's Horizon. We put that out on Overclock Remix, so you can actually find it in the Overclock Remix catalog. And then, and then Dale had done First Noel also as kind of a bonus. So I had a 5-track EP. We tried to do it the next year, which was Christmas 2015, but I was busy launching Prescription for Sleep, Lullabies of Mana at the time, and I knew I'd be out of country for a large part of December. So we missed out that year, and so this year I got started really early, despite the fact that I was busy working on Prescription for Sleep Undertale, which just came out. I kind of got this in the works on the side, probably September, October-ish, with a delivery date of, everybody getting me their stuff in mid-November. And so this time, Dale has a track on there again, but we also had... several of our artists, in addition to several of our clients on the PR side, I invited them to participate as well.
So yeah.
So that's why you see an expanded roster of contributors this time. Not only do we have some of our artists, but also some of our friends.
One thing I really love about that is it has this feeling of everyone gathering together for, a holiday event. People from all corners of the video game music world, whether it's, you've got composers who worked on Myst, like Robin Miller showed up, remixers and people in the VGM scene like Dale himself.
Yeah, and business-wise, holiday music is never really huge. I think a lot of people just don't like it and don't want to hear it. So that's why I really opened it up to say, let's do Christmas standards and or, game music tracks in Christmas style. In terms of who's on it, you know, we have some of our artists who are Vince DiCola on the opening track, Dale North, Hiroki Kikuta, Justin Lassen, Osamu Kubota, Gumin Nam.
And Materia. Materia's there as well, right?
Right. So then kind of client, you know, PR clients who we invited to participate and took part, that would be Robin Miller from Mist and Riven. We've done some work with him on his Abduction soundtrack that he released earlier this year. And then Materia, who we worked on their launch album, New Game Plus, which is an Overclocked Records album, invited them to participate, and they produce this really cool Christmas party jam.
It has a really cool sound, and we've actually had both Robin and Materia on the show before, so go back in the backlog, folks, if you want to hear that. So when you kind of pitched this idea to all these contributors, were there any stipulations or, you know, limitations you wanted them to follow, or did you kind of just have them go at it?
No, I mean, I just did a big BCC and said, hey, we're going to do our annual Christmas project, you know, it's not going to be a huge production. It's in the spirit of the holidays. Let's just put something out for the holidays. You know, we'll all split the revenue and, you know, whatever there is, we'll just split it up evenly. And if you want to participate, this is the deadline. And if you want more information, let me know. But otherwise, you know, let's just have fun with this. Everybody just said, oh, yeah, I would love to participate. One of the tracks from Kubota, which is actually like a really depressing hymn, the Cherubic Hymn by Kartorsky. It actually features live strings. So he had a recording session that he was doing for another project, and it was set for like November 18th or something in Japan. And he said, oh man, can I have some extra time to submit my final mix because I want to record these strings? And so we waited a little bit and got that in. So I'm glad we were able to do that.
Well, do you think that the Christmas album theme is going to continue years to come?
It was originally supposed to be, you know, we had Scarlet Moon Christmas EP in 2014, and this was supposed to be Scarlet Moon Christmas LP 2016, with the idea that by putting the year on it, we could put out a volume every year or whenever we did.
Right.
Apparently, I guess iTunes has all these stipulations about naming your product LP because they have some sort of like digital LP service.
Oh.
That includes like digital booklets and yada, yada, yada. I didn't really look at all of it. So they are touchy about what you could call a quote LP. So, you know, we had to switch up the artwork and do all this stuff last minute to call it Scarlet Moon Christmas Album 2016. But the idea behind that is, yes, we hope to do this annually.
I'd love to see that. Because I have a holiday playlist that I update every year. I have one of just straight up Christmas music, and then one that is actually like all video games winter themed music.
So I actually written an article on Destructoid that was a top 10 game music tracks for the holidays. And so, you know, I kind of already had a good list of game music tracks that, you know, we're already in a holiday style. So I have one playlist that has everything on it. And there's some weird stuff on it. If you try to listen, like, in settings where it's not people who are into games.
Right.
You know, people are like, what the heck is this? And I'm like, I don't know. I just did a search through my library of, you know, tens of thousands of songs for anything that had Christmas or snow or...
Yeah, yep. See, that's why I have the two separate playlists, in case I need to play one with polite company just over the speakers, and then the other one where I'm listening to Cool Edge from Sonic Unleashed.
I actually have these really great playlists for sleep and Christmas and all this stuff. I don't remember what happened. Something happened to, like, my library at one point. Like, my entire... All my playlists got wiped out.
Oh, that's so sad.
So I had to like rebuild it. Not only just like my playlist, but my entire library I had to rebuild. And I had kind of like, I have a bunch of music, and some of the stuff was actually in my iTunes and some of it wasn't.
Tragic.
Well, you know, a lot of Korean video games, like seem to have really good like Christmas tunes in it. So I have some stuff from Bar Oasis, which is Goom and Nam. There's a Silent Night track, and he's done a couple other Christmas tracks.
Oh, Ragnarok, that's cool.
Ragnarok Online has like several.
Oh yeah, like, definitely.
Christmas and Silent Night, and has a bunch of different stuff in it. Oh, did you play Lightning Returns?
I never played that one. No.
So there's a song in the game that's like a. There's a guy playing an acoustic guitar and he's singing that sounds like a traditional like English folk song or something like that, but it's called mm-hmm. The Savior's Words, and it's about lightning, and you know, it's about these people who, you know, lightning's supposed to be the savior in this game, and you know, it's just like people and who are downtrodden like singing, you know, upbeat uplifting songs, and as you walk by this character who's playing the song, you know it plays. And on the soundtrack, there was a Christmas arrangement of it.
To the scarlet streak of light, to the one that breaks the silence, you illuminate the night in most awe-inspiring ways. Send up from high above a name like a precious poem. Let me say song to you, gracious savior of a soul.
But yeah, that was a soundtrack that jumps to mind. I always have like the Mario snow levels.
Right. Yeah. And of course, I mean, you have to have Christmas Nights, right?
That's like, right, yeah.
That's one of my favorites. Oh yeah, as it well deserves. I mean, I play, you know, Nights into Dreams at least every year now around Christmas time, and it's just the best, full of joy.
It's funny how you kind of like associate with stuff that might, you know, sometimes there's stuff that's not even like really Christmas music, but it kind of has that vibe, so you listen to it at Christmas, and so for mm-hmm. you, it becomes like, you know, Christmas music.
Some Viva Pinata stuff is like that, just because in Trouble in Paradise, the sequel, there were all those, you know, snowy areas, and so Grant Kirkhope went at it, and you know, some of the, you know, tracks are called things like Snowy Blankets and Frosty Morning and Warm Heart Cold Nose, and that's what I want to listen to on Christmas.
Well, then there's, you know, I would just do a search through my library for, like, snow.
Yeah. Same here.
You know, these terms, and see if any of that music fits.
And, like, it, you know, every year I'll crawl through all of the game soundtracks I've added to my library and just update my existing playlist with those new Christmassy songs. And, yeah, it's a fun tradition. And the last album that I'll throw out there is, of course, the Pokemon Christmas Bash.
Christmas, the time of year for peace on earth and to spread good cheer. A bash, a rocking party, filled with fun where the laughter is hearty. It's the Pokemon Christmas Bash, with Team Rocket, Brock, Misty, and Ash. So without further ado, here's a Pokemon holiday greeting for you.
I mean, I'm not gonna say it's great, but it's great, if you understand me.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out. Do you remember, like, there was a few years ago, this was before Mitsuda put out that that Chrono Cross Chrono Trigger arrangement album, but a few mm-hmm. years ago he had released the arrangement of Dimension Break as like a Christmas gift, you know, to say, hey, this album's in the works, this is like a little treat for you guys for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it was like a really kind of somber string version of it. I wouldn't say somber. It was like warm, but kind of, you know, in that holiday tradition. And so I've always associated that track now with the holidays. That's what I was saying earlier about music that maybe wasn't intended as holiday music, but you've listened to it associated with the holiday. And now it's holiday music to you. So that Chrono Cross track comes up as one.
I totally understand that. I mean, like, I used to play SSX3 a lot in the winter, and that's just a bunch of, you know, EA Tracks licensed stuff. So now, like, half of that music reminds me of, like, Christmas time and January, and it's like, it's in my Christmas playlist now, which is sort of funny to me. Good memories.
Yeah, it's just funny how that works. You know, you just, so depending on what was going on in your life at the time, you associate different music with different things that the writer never intended.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the fun and beauty of music in general. So I guess what I'll leave you with, Jason, is what else are you working on with Scarlet Moon that you can talk about right now?
So, I mean, of significance to anyone listening to this is stuff coming out from the record label. So we're putting out, it's actually up on a couple stores right now, but it might not be announced for a week or two because of the launch window of the game itself. But we're putting out the soundtrack for this Japanese 2D action platformer called Toriki.
Mm-hmm.
And it features Hiroki Kikuta doing the main theme and Dale North doing the rest of the score using that main theme. And then, and it's kind of like high fantasy, you know, orchestral with Japanese instrumentation and neat little hybrid. And then Dale has another soundtrack coming out next month, which I think is some of his best work. It's kind of this synth poppy stuff that reminds me a lot of Ragnarok Online.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really excited to hear what he was coming with that. And then we're working on, of course, more Prescription for Sleep game music lullabies. And I can't really say what yet because I'm not entirely sure. But
okay.
There will be more coming. We're talking to various publishers, and we have some of our own concepts in the works, too. And then we're also working on, this was supposed to launch this holiday, but it got pushed, an album of another series we're going to start up. It's kind of, you know, more live performance and specifically tackling Final Fantasy that I'm really excited about. It's shaping.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. So those are kinds of the things that we're working on right now. And yeah, stay tuned for more news on that front. Yeah. Scarlet Moon_ on Twitter. And we're also on Facebook and everywhere else you could think to find us.
All right. Well, we will be staying tuned, rest assured. And I'm really looking forward to it. So thanks for taking a little bit of time during the busy holiday season to hang out with me, Jason.
Thank you.
And for now, let's head back to the Christmas special.
My name is Laura Entravia, and this is Between the Lines. Igor Stravinsky once said, "Good composers borrow, great composers steal." What does this mean? Basically, part of how a composer learns to write is by listening to music, and can't help but let his or her own music be influenced by others' work. So what Stravinsky says sounds a little sketchy at first, because stealing ideas is something we commonly refer to as plagiarism, and you can obviously get into huge trouble for that. But just like in literature, dance, and theater, and any other art form, musical artists are also free to be influenced by another person's work, and to emulate their fellow composers' styles and ideas without actually plagiarizing them. But there are instances where composers can literally quote another composer directly. Musical quotation is exactly what it sounds like. For example, when we quote someone else's words in a written article or paper, we are literally copying their words with a citation, usually in an effort to prove a point or an observation we're trying to make. In music, the purpose of quoting is also to prove an observation, and this is most obvious in cases of parodies. For example, in the musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, the song Beethoven Day quotes several famous Beethoven pieces.
Beethoven Day!
Beethoven Day!
Beethoven Day!
Beethoven Day!
Beethoven Day!
Beethoven Day!
A philharmonic rumble. A polyphonic
dedication as we stand up and say, hooray, Beethoven, hooray.
This is obviously done to reinforce what the song is about, and we laugh when we recognize the quotes and the way they're woven into the song so seamlessly. But quoting can also be used for the purpose of serious characterization, not just parody. For example, in the opera Madame Butterfly, composer Giacomo Puccini quotes the Star-Spangled Banner to accompany the presence of an American soldier. And musical quotation can, of course, occur in video game music as well. And in the spirit of the holiday season, we're going to look at an example that actually quotes from one of my favorite Christmas classics, Tchaikovsky's ballet The Nutcracker. The game we're looking at is Yoshi's Story, which was an adorable game with suitably adorable music. I can't comment much on the gameplay because I honestly don't remember much of it. I was pretty young when I first played it. But I do remember noticing the music that accompanies Baby Bowser's dungeon levels. It's pretty similar, right? Obviously, the two pieces begin to deviate after the first few bars, but I'd wager just about anyone listening to them would notice the similarities right away. The first big question is, was this intentional? I have no idea, but it does seem like an awfully big coincidence to me that so many elements are familiar between the two. The combination of the contrabass, pizzicato, celeste, and bass clarinet is a very distinctive instrumentation. Next, we have to take a look at the pizzicato bass pattern, the actual notes. It's slightly different between the two pieces, but close enough that the connection can be made. The celeste melody and its supporting chords are also very similar to the original. And the descending clarinet run is a direct quote from Sugar Plum Fairy. The piece deviates quite a bit towards the end. The long, sustained melody is brand new, and there are definitely no castanets in Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, but you get my point. My opinion is that Baby Bowser's Lullaby is intended to be a parody of Tchaikovsky's original. The piece isn't exactly directly quoted, except for the clarinet run I mentioned, but it's certainly being strongly referenced. The next question is why? Why this piece, and why for this level? I personally think it's because there is a dark innocence to the original Sugar Plum Fairy, which is dramatically exaggerated when paired with Baby Bowser's dungeons instead of dancing fairies. And it alludes to the fact that the dungeons are full of tricks and traps, and Yoshi has to step pretty lightly to survive, kind of like a ballet dancer. And don't get me wrong, I certainly don't think composer Kazumi Totaka researched late romantic Russian ballets for inspiration when writing for Yoshi's Story, but who knows, maybe he was looking at the beta images for the first time and thought, you know what would be cute and ironic? Sugar Plum Fairy. Again, we don't know that any of this was intentional. The only way to find out would be to ask the composer himself. But intentional or not, the song worked great, right? Because bottom line, this is Baby Bowser we're talking about here. King Bowser deserves epic, frightening music for his dungeons. But Baby Bowser is in fact a baby. It wouldn't make sense for him to have a choir, organ, and drum corps accompanying his dungeons. At least, certainly not in the context of this particular game, which is intended to invoke the feeling of a children's storybook. So the dungeon can't be too scary, but it does have to feel dark and mysterious in some way, and I think Sugar Plum Fairy was an excellent choice of influence to that end. I look forward to exploring this topic more in the future because I think it could be really interesting to find more examples of quotation in video game music. Happy holidays and Happy New Year!
Like this, this, like that, like-
Well, Brian, our friends have trailed off into the snow, seeking their loved ones in houses filled with presents and warm memories, leaving us here at the quietly retiring Overclocked Podcast headquarters.
Yep, they shut off the electricity.
Oh, is that why my hand is stuck to my microphone? Okay, not a big problem. Let's just wrap this thing up like a present and get out of here.
Oh, that was a clever pun. Can you say it again?
Let's just wrap this thing up like a present and get out. Oh, dang it. I can't say it again.
Though, speaking of Christmas, we'll actually be off next week due to the holidays, but we will be back the week after with our special extravaganza, New Year special extravaganza bonanza, which the name is pending. But we wanted to let you guys know that we're taking a break this time rather than just randomly disappearing and being gone for like 4 months like we might have done in the past. You can visit us on the web at www.ocremix.org.
Mm-hmm. You can also find us on Twitter to wish us a Merry Christmas or submit playlist ideas. We're OCR Podcast over there.
You can also email us at podcast@ocremix.org.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of all of our friends who have left us here to this cold demise, we'd like to thank them one by one. Sin, of course, is back, giving us our Remix Rewind descriptions. He wrote all of that stuff. So it's very nice. And then there's Jason, too. He was nice enough to do the interview, and it was nice to catch up with him. Speaking of nice things, Laura and Travia, thanks for your great segment for Between the Lines. Happy to have you back.
Absolutely. And you know what else I'm happy about, Steven?
I'm guessing you're going to say that it's time to go into our Christmas playlist.
No, I was just going to say Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
But also our Christmas playlist.
Whoa! The playlist is a weekly collection of listener-submitted recommendations so we can all discover music together. This week's theme is Christmas music.
Super Mario Sleigh Ride, originally from Super Mario World, remixed by the 1UPs and submitted by Square Evil.
Horizon of Light and Shadow, Xmas Edit. From Xmas Collections, music from Bravely Default, and submitted by Phoenix Down.
Flying Snow Festival, otherwise known as Water Festival, from Orishika Tainted Bloodlines and submitted by Zachary.
Be cool, be wild, and be groovy. From Sonic Adventure and submitted by Kyle JCRB.
One Winged Angel in C Major, originally from Final Fantasy VII, remixed by Spiro and submitted by Major Third.
Christmas Cave, originally from Donkey Kong Country, remixed by Deimos, and submitted by Sir Nuts.
Thank you.
The Dawning from Destiny and submitted by Cameron. Battle Glacier 2, from Freedom Planet and submitted by Sothin. Party in the Snowland, originally from Mario Kart 64, remixed by Darksword, and submitted by William.
Source Code from Diddy Kong Racing and submitted by Wilson. Freezy Peak from Banjo-Kazooie and submitted by the M-Disc Playlist Podcast. A Merry Payday Christmas from Payday 2, A Merry Payday Christmas, and submitted by Sin.
When break-ins isn't just what burglars do, 'cause Santa Claus is in that business too. A Merry Payday Christmas to you. So it's Christmas again, a season when even the thieves are kind, and might just leave a little loot behind. A Merry Payday Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you, everybody in our global crew. May your heist go as planned, escape and get a spanking tan. Oh, let's do this.
White Mirror from Eternal Sonata and submitted by Laura and Travia. Been listening to the Overclocked Podcast Christmas Special. Next week's playlist is
the best of 2016. What were some of your favorite songs that debuted this year? To submit your own suggestions,
or just say Happy New Year,
hit us up on Twitter at OCR Podcast, email us at podcast@ocrremix.org, or visit us on the forums at ocremix.org. This week's lyrical wisdom?
Hark, how the wan all seem to wan, joining in rhyme, Waluigi time.
To submit your own suggestions,
or just say Happy New Year,
hit us.
Our jokes are getting dumber.